Please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. So we are going to practice grounding today. I wanted to make a point that Radio Yoga episodes are taped and they'll be found on the Allegheny Mountain Radio site. And you'll be able to kind of backtrack and set up a whole yoga practice. Eventually, if you add several of these episodes together, it would make for a 15-20 minute practice. We're going to start with the breath as usual. Inhale deeply. Yawning through the nostrils. Exhale, sighing through the nostrils. Inhale like a deep, full yawn. Next time when you exhale, push your hands against your thighs. You're seated in a stable chair, hopefully, and feel the sits bones on the chair connecting as if you're rooting down through your pelvis. Continue to breathe, root down through your feet, and start to rock your toes back and forth, feeling your heels, the ball joints of your feet, and the toes of your feet. So you're kind of lifting your heels and then dropping your heels and lifting your toes as well as you can. So you're kind of pointing and flexing your feet on the ground. And then spread your toes wide, press your feet down. You may have to remove shoes to actually feel the toes spreading on the floor. Roll your shoulders up to your ears, back and down, and lengthen through the top of your head. Good. So we're going to lift one leg out in front of us, straightening one knee. Point and flex your feet with your breath. So exhale as if you're blowing your toes away, and inhale as if you're pulling the toes back to you. Good. And do that a couple times, pointing and flexing, feeling the ankle stretching, the muscles on the bottom of the foot and the top of the foot, as well as the calf muscles and the shin. Good. And then begin to turn circles with your foot. Just rotate the toes, drawing as much of a circle as you can. It might feel more like an elliptical pattern rather than a circle. And then go in the opposite direction. Good. And then lower that foot to the ground. Close your eyes for a minute and compare the difference between your right leg and your left leg. And then we'll do the same on the second leg. So straighten your knee and exhale, blow your toes away. So deep inhale, pulling the toes toward you, flexing, and exhale, blow the toes away. Continuing with that yawning, sighing breath that is very slow. And then begin to trace circles with the toes. As if you had a piece of chalk or a marker between your big toe and the second toe, and you're drawing a circle in the air with it, and then go the opposite direction. Good. And then bend the knee and bring your foot back down to the ground. Really root down through the feet. Feel the tops of the feet and the bottoms of the feet. We'll do that when we're standing eventually, but feel it in this seated position. Good. Notice if just stretching the legs makes you want to stretch the arms as well. We're going to reach the hands either out to the side or hands straight up past our ears and bring the hands down on top of your head, clasping the fingers, and press the top of the head into the hands as you press your pelvis down into your seated position, stretching the spine. Good. Reach your elbows out to the side as far as is comfortable, and then bring your hands back down to your lap. We're going to do one hip stretch, and then we'll be complete with our practice for the day. So bring your left ankle to your right knee if you're able to. If that is too much of a stretch, then you're just going to cross your foot over your other ankle. But if you can bring it all the way up to the knee, do so. And we're just going to lean forward. So you're going to take a deep inhalation, stretching the spine long, and exhale, lean the belly forward toward your legs. Inhale up, lengthening, and exhale forward. And we're going to switch feet. So go ahead and help that foot back to its position, standing on the floor, root down through it, and then lift opposite ankle to cross over the knee or cross over the ankle if the knee is too much of a stretch. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, lean the belly toward the thighs. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lean. Roll your shoulders forward, up to the ears, back and down. And soften your jaw, soften the neck, You can do your neck stretches as we did last week and relax. I hope you have a wonderful day and stay dry.
I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.